Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes love, always awkward.
We get them on the phone, find out if they're single,
and then we give you our show
so you can publicly
confess your crush
on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Okay, Drew, you are up. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Tell us who you're confessing your crush to today, and how do you know this person?
So the girl's name is Madison, and she cuts my hair.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit nervous because I've had this crush for like 2 years now.
And it's still going strong, hot and heavy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like every time I see her, it's like butterflies, and like I get excited, and I just turn into a bundle of nerves. I want to say it's adorable.
So why have you taken no action in 24 months?
So, like, the only time I ever see her is when I'm getting my hair cut. So, I'll see her, like, every 3 or 4 weeks, whatever, to get my hair done. And, like, she'll be there, and then I don't feel that terribly confident because I'm wearing one of those, like, stupid black smock things, right? Like,
yeah. Not the hottest.
You know, like,
look.
No one looks good. Yeah. So I don't feel, like, super confident when I'm in there. And then also, like, if I asked her out, because like she's cut my hair, we're making small talk and we're surrounded by other hairdressers. And then like we walk up to the front and she says goodbye. And then like, I don't want to ask her out in front of the cashier. I'm just like, I don't know. It makes me like nervous and embarrassed because I really like going there to get my hair cut. So what if like she says no and I never get to go back? I got to find another like stylist or like another like shop to go to.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah. But at the same time, I can't keep going there and like not doing something.
So Drew, when we call her and tell her someone has a crush on her and explain what that crush is all about, can you tell us what to say? Like, what is it about her that you really like?
Oh man. So there's a couple things, right? So when I first started going there, I was seeing somebody. And then, that kind of ended within a couple months after seeing her, just because the relationship's end, it wasn't anything to do with her, but that crush I had with her was kind of immediate, but then it got reinforced when she was like talking me through it. So she's like, oh, you're such a good looking guy. You should go out more. You should do this. And then every time I see her, she's always like, have you been working out? Are you changing how you're dressed? Like, she's just full of compliments.
Okay.
And that's awesome. And then I don't want to sound, I'll just say, she has really, really nice hands. I noticed it, like, she's cutting my hair, and I can just, like, feel her fingers on my scalp, especially when she gives me, like, a scalp massage, with the shampoo and everything at the end of the haircut.
Hey, do not anybody laugh at the value of a good scalp massage.
That's true.
Right?
You can tell she has strong hands.
Uh-huh.
Her eyes are always like really pretty. She's got these really pretty blue eyes.
So okay. Do you know that she's single? Have we asked that question yet?
I'm pretty sure she's single because sometimes she'll be like, oh, I went on this bad date. And, secretly I'm like, yes, it was a bad date.
Okay.
But she never like goes on if there's a good date. And,
dude, that's your opening. Come on. I don't even have any game. And that is a wide open goal.
Yep.
I went on a bad date. Well, when you're ready to upgrade your dating game, call me. Boom. You got my number in the appointment book. Boom. I never have a bad hair day. Boom.
Oh, man. I never really thought about that.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold now.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to throw you on hold and call Madison.
Hello.
Hey, Madison. It's Jen and Jeff and Kelly from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
We are good. We're so excited to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, me too.
You're like, what is happening? So, Madison, here's the deal. Somebody has a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty big crush. This somebody thinks that you're super kind and loves your smile, thinks that you have beautiful eyes and a fabulous sense of humor. And
thinks that your hair smells like the mane of a freshly washed unicorn.
That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but...
Okay.
Did he say that or no? I don't remember.
We're going to just let that one go because I think he might have said that or maybe wanted to have said that.
And it seems like this crush has been happening for a little while here. So we just wanted to tell you somebody has a crush on you and we wanted to find out if you are open to any crushes or sort of where you are in your relationship status right now.
I am very single right now.
Yes, girl.
Very exciting for me.
So are you open to finding out who your crush might be?
Absolutely.
Okay, but first off, do you have a guess of who it might be?
God. Yes. Kelly?
We didn't give her a ton of detail. I mean, this crush, now that we know you want to know, this crush has had a crush on you for 2 years?
Yeah.
A couple of years now.
Y'all see each other probably like every month or two, I think.
So if we're going to make our guess... Is there anything else that we're leaving out?
Oh, he said you have really good hands. He really likes your hands.
Oh, God, Kelly. And?
Okay. I think maybe it's this guy, Aaron, who's like a friend of a friend.
So do you like Aaron?
I mean, he's cute. I wouldn't be mad if he was my crush.
Anybody else on your radar at all in your world?
Maybe this guy Mike, who is a friend of my cousin.
Okay.
It's neither of them.
Well, we're going to throw you on hold, and then we'll come back here in 3 minutes. And
he will tell you who he is.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Madison, hang on. Confess Your Crush continues coming up next, and she'll find out who's crushing on her.
Sometimes love, always awkward.
Confess Your Crush continues right now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush continues with Drew. He is ready to confess his crush to Madison, his hairstylist. But per usual, we got her guesses on who she thinks it is.
Madison just told us that she thinks it might be a guy named Aaron, who is a friend of a friend, or it would be a gentleman named Mike, who is a friend of one of her cousins.
Madison confirmed for us she is single and definitely wants to know who's got a crush on her.
So we are going to connect her secret admirer with her at this time, and then it's all on him to reveal who has a crush on her because she has a great sense of humor and beautiful blue eyes and strong hands. And for 2 years, he has been pining after her. Madison, are you ready to meet your crush?
Yes.
Okay, let's pick him up.
Secret admirer? The floor is yours. It is time for you to confess your crush.
Hi, Madison.
Hi.
Hey. So this is Drew. I'm like your favorite customer. You always are super happy to see you when I come in. It's me. It's Drew.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a crush on you ever since you started cutting my hair, like 2 years ago. It's just been here, and I've just been trying to like work up the courage to talk to you, but it never seems like the right time. So I figured, why not just do this? Go big, right?
Yeah.
So wow. Good news, right? This is good.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so surprised.
In a good way?
Yeah, totally. I just, I was not even expecting that.
Drew, what's your follow-up, dude? Come on.
Well, like, now you know, right? So, like, now next time I come in there, maybe we could, maybe you could step outside the building and I could, ask you out in person. We can go get a drink or something.
There you go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you'll have to ask me in person.
Yeah, because, I don't want to do it now just because, it's not, I don't know, it's not romantic enough.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when are you coming in next?
I think Thursday, or next week sometime.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm off next Thursday and Friday, so...
So you guys should set up a date right now.
I don't know about that.
How about if I just leave a note with whoever your replacement haircutter is, and then get back to me.
Or you could go in on Wednesday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could rearrange some stuff like that. I'll just come in and get my haircut, and then you and I can talk about it.
Yeah, you should just call the salon and, because I'm going to be gone those 2 days. So, I would just give them a call and let them know that you wanted to switch it around.
Cool, yeah. No, I'll totally do that. And then we can talk and then, we can hook something up and, get out there and grab a date and just see what happens.
Totally.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad I did this. This sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Drew, and thanks, Madison. You guys are brave to come on the radio.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys.
I'm looking forward.
To what?
to seeing her next week. I'm looking forward to getting my hair cut and going out. Madison, I'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, with the added pressure, Drew, now that she knows that you are into her and stuff, are you going to get a haircut before you go in to get your hair cut so you're on point?
I mean, I can't go behind her back now, right? So, no.
I was just wondering if it's like, you go to the dentist, what do you do before you go in for a teeth cleaning?
You like super floss.
All right, bye, Drew and Madison.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Hey, technical question. Do we have to help Madison find a new job now?
I can't. I don't think she was into it.
No, that was so awesomely awkward.
All right, cool. Because I was like, am I the only one here?
That was the greatest thing of all time, though, right?
She was at least nice about it.
Totally. Totally. Like, what?
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.